Hey, what's good, good people? Welcome to the People's Journal, where authentic stories are told by real people. I'm your host, Pac-Man, Mr. 925 in Tambo Yomtlakasi. Welcome to yet another impactful episode. And one thing that I can say is that I am so excited about this one. And I know I always say that I'm excited about an episode. But the reason being why I'm excited about this particular episode is because, first and foremost, I'm sitting here with a home girl, right? Which is someone from my hood. This is someone I grew up admiring.
Or crushing on
at some point in high school. You know, and like, this is someone who I've also seen, like, evolve in terms of the pop culture itself. You know, someone who started off as a dancer, you know. I'd call her at that time the Kwasa Kwasa Queen. You know? I'm sitting here with someone who is born to do the best. Someone who is a blessing, or who's blessed to be a blessing.
Hey, I'm clashing. Making me blush.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here with a healer. I'm sitting here with a creator. Sitting here with a beautiful angel. She goes by the name of Z World. Welcome to the People's Journal, sister.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Wang Itula, now it was so amazing. Thank you so much.
I mean, it's been a minute, you know, like, we've been postponing.
Yeah.
This
tell
occasion.
Me about it. Yo, that's why I'm so excited, hey.
Yeah.
I was like, this one is lying. I so born. I'm like, I know this Saturday we're doing it. I'm like, so born. And maybe again, I'm told to phone like before.
Sure.
But I'm glad we're finally doing this. I'm so excited. Maybe more than you.
Yeah. No, trust me. I'm excited more than you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
both excited.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a beautiful synergy because of, like, the excitement that we are bringing in this place, right? So, once again, welcome to the People's Journal.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad to be featuring you on this season, because I did say to the people that are following the podcast, shout outs to you as well for always following and showing your support. I did mention that this season is a season for creators and creatives.
Mm-hmm.
People who understand why they exist in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want to shine light and give platform to those people, because I feel like they are not really exposed, or they don't really get the flowers, you know. And sometimes we sort of like seek I'm a platform ate,
yeah,
so that we can feel a sense of validation, you know.
That's
so
true.
That we can feel like, oh, we're actually doing something. But in actual, like, For real, like, names are something, you know?
We are doing something, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how are you? And just, let's start there. Gutunjani. It's
I'm
towards
good.
The... Yeah.
Like, I'm good. Like, I won't lie. And it all thanks to God. I know for a fact, Guti, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Sure.
Because, like, yani, life. Hey, life! Ha! But other than that, man, I'm good. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Which is the most important thing.
It's the most important thing. Gutuvukenjin, still breathing. It's a blessing on its own.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, what brings you the most joy as a musician?
Yabona nje, Mr. Peck.
Yeah.
Mokala njuvukekuseni. Usheke ukuthi, you know what, I'm still breathing.
Sure.
That's on its own. Like I said, it's a blessing. You're like, okay, I'm looking forward for this day. But firstly, start by prayer.
Sure.
Like, Lord, teach me to number my days.
Mm.
Teach me to number my days. By saying that, teach me to plan.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can plan and you can decide.
Mm.
It's God who always decide. So first thing that I do is that I want to plan my day according to the way you want it
sure.
to be.
Sure.
Understand? So that I'll be frustrated when I meet things, I'll be like, ah, okay. I was ready for this, so yeah.
For someone ongamazi uzanele, Uzi World. Ongamazi uzanele, but they know Uzi World. Who is Zanele? And how did Zanele come to be Uzi World? Who is Zanele? Ubuyaphi Zanele? Let's give people the roots of it, you know, because at some point, you know, bosesisini.
Yeah, then, yeah.
You know, wakasa. So,
and then, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Uzanele was born and raised at KZN.
Mm-hmm.
And when I be ngukuthi Anvil.
Sure.
And then, yeah, and then, hey, yazine. Yeah, and then, as a KZN, like, yeah, being born and raised, along those years, we had to move.
Sure.
And a family, and we went to Free State because of the ways in Dobe Zinzagala ngakhona between my mom and my dad.
Sure.
We had to run away for some reasons. In Jersey hectic, my dad was an alcoholic and abusive.
Sure.
So we had to run away, and then we went to Free State, Ekwakwa. We lived there, and then after that, after like 2 years, and we went back to KZN, but in a different place where Salakona no babam.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah. And then Akula, and then 2005, moved to Joburg because my mom started getting very, very, very sick.
Sure.
And ebekahlala nathi singabantwana. We were 9 abantwana abagadayo, abantwana like which is me, nabantwana bosisi bami and my brothers.
Mm.
So besingabantwana and like having to see what your mom is going through umncane ngapha isikolo ngapha it was too much. There are some situations akufosa you to grow up before time.
Yep.
And they force you to be strong before time, you know, at the same time futhi kuba blessing because they prepare you for life as well. So we moved there 2005, came to Joburg. Hey, man, figure Joburg. I had love for music from Sasimnan.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You don't say.
I got it from my mama. Hey, that woman, bruh.
What?
Hey,
what?
That woman. That
was she a singer as well?
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
That woman had an angelic voice. So you know what we will do, ne?
Sure.
Magband, KZN. So in Zumlilo, kube mnandi, and then sizocula. My mom would be like, no, when I yaki voice, you sing like this.
Sure.
When I just, I like, and man, when I work with group of people, ngiyakhona ukuthi ngitshela umuntu ukuthi no, when you need to sing this part, trust me, you'll be beautiful in that. So would sing, ngaba nothando lo music. Imagine 6 years, ungena kuma choirs. Ama choir abantu abadala. I used to go to community choir again. Makshoni, where you sing.
Sure.
Magwa mapati, you sing.
Sure.
Even at school, Zuba say, whether I do solo or whether I do ne choir, se skoleni. Since I was very young, ngaba nothando lo music. I moved to Joburg, lalela, mang fige Joburg. Gachaifu. Ngaba somkulo, dololo. Like, I need to adapt.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I need to learn a little bit, but I knew good thing about to drive. Like being as good talented, cause the cast no best no glala.
Sure,
which am early, you know.
Kona sure,
we know level band band when I saw ya cooler, we are drive up. I knew good being no drive a footy, be we in those ambagiti being was. So Joburg, agunam tulo, we drive.
One way.
Like lalela, I'm a group competition. I enjoyed it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Marinking a big namashun.
Okay.
Like being by like, oh hi, what if I some shaga? Understand? And one day being safunda in Midlands and Cap Comprehensive School. And then we got bored at last scene. You know those people who are shy about this other one about like when I lale like Natala. Oh chive I was born. No. And then they pulled me. Because they thought maybe
sure.
They
sure.
They used to laugh at me how I speak. Because man kuluma nyatefula. you know, the gap.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce Gahlabo S, Abo Z, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Wuti Mbuye Makaya, Izulu Sam is very deep. I'll be like, I
lalela,
lesi, esinga marinatwanga, esinga fawanga lutho.
Sure.
Three, Wuti Njengi, Gabang, because they will tell me Wuti Iwen, Gang Tse Natala. Angati mangen, show them flames, lalela. I'll be like, ah. Oh. Hey, when I can't, you can dance. You know, when you get there, to be like, ah, why are you shy? And then I'm like, oh, I can do this once.
And then you gain some confidence.
Obvious. Yeah. I'm like, hey, we are covered. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. So, you know, more people told a little bit. Lalela. Plus, like, I grew up being rejected. Mina, I love the company.
Okay.
Like,
why?
For some reasons. Na manje, I have few friends amantombazane ne.
Mhm.
Masina amantombazane into esokhuluma ngayo umgowisho womjolo.
Okay.
Umgowisho, it's like problems after problem. It's few and that's why ngibasilethe kahle ukuthi manginabo ngiyazi usokhuluma ngento ngeplan yaphambili. At least with guys sokhulunge ngemoto, okay, ntwana mangathola inyuku nanani. At least that's
Yeah.
I want to have money.
Sure.
Meling hasile, meling, you know. Even though sometimes we vele bano kuluma na umko wisho wabo. But I feel like, isn't this ning ifunde bafanini? Number one, umchita mayeti ntwana, nanan, aha. So nga wazi umkondo mfano, so laba bazala ngati gashi gashi. Oh, ma seyenza ganji
gashi. You'll never figure us out, guys.
No,
come
it's not like Wuti. But then at least bangipa something to work on.
Yeah,
something Wuti ngipe Wuti. Okay,
yeah, then I'm an,
Upe told me about this.
Sure.
It's in a way, lady, we young understand.
Sure.
And nano Wuti choose it. Like, I always felt so comfortable and welcomed and loved ukhula kwami around abafana amantombazane. Okay, number one, I background ya micho bengekho grand.
Okay,
so esikoleni angazi for how many years noma isiphi isikolo, for sure now you know that if awuna mali there's a certain group onga fit in.
Yeah, there's a level of classes.
Ah, keranga lo.
Yeah.
I see, they understand. Yeah. So it's calling like from primary school. Amantombazane used to have a problem with that. With ayenge sikwazi ukuba nomngani ngalomngani nalo. Plus nokuthi ngichithe nyana. Yebo, genius nyana. I lose enja ngcona yasibhora. Understand? So ebafaneni antwana lalela. Awuna next, awungawari soba sonke. To a point ukuthi now I'm reminded by lento le siyabonga.
Okay.
Siya kefa got me like even as a school I'm like I'm fit bayekele laba man, come chill with us.
So I wanna go back to, because I'm quite interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
When like this whole music calling started, like you were saying Guti, it started off like by the old lady, which is your mom. Like because on Salis and then you guys would sing, right? Do you still remember some of the songs that you guys would sing?
Of course. Yeah. Like yo, of course. To a point of booty, there will be time, and I so wish, like you know, booty one day I would just sing one of my mom's songs, Abigaitana.
Mm-hmm.
Her own songs. She would wake up and be like, "Yes, if so, mizingo my eight." Beshaya's Fag.
Which song is that?
There's a song where she went through a lot.
Okay.
Knowing, not understand, but now I understand. Because she woke up and I'm like, ah, ngingome sona, so this is how it goes. And it was like, I was talking to God, I was praying, and then the song came. But if you listen to a message of it, it was her saying, God, this is me now. You can take me. Because I felt like she was tired. She got so sick. And for her, my kula lengo mungu, this is how it goes. Imilona, 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 kosi yami. For me, it was like a prayer of saying, Lord, I'm tired. I've been going through a lot now. So ngang tat. Okay, I'm like, okay, this is how it goes. Okay, so we even taught people from church.
Sure.
Yeah. But now, most cool and understand like spirituality. I am born good to know. It was her saying a prayer good. I Lord, I've heard it.
It's like now. So like now you get it firsthand. Which okay, yo, like actually this is what it meant when this woman was singing Lengoma. Because at that time maybe it didn't make sense, but now it's like, oh snap.
Yeah, that time it was like, oh my mom.
Yeah.
Ingoma, and I would ask her, "What ma? Ingoma lezo no gusculela zona ziza kanjani?" Atang nokhlala nje, which is something that is happening to me as well.
I was about to ask.
Yeah, understand. Like nokhlala ingoma so yafika and then everything. Mina to a point ukuthi nokuthi ngifisa ukwethiwa ishimangathola iproduce engangenzela into eso.
Sure.
Ngizwe nebeat ngibe like, "Ah la, angavayiwa la."
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Damn. I mean, I think that's beautiful. And then from there, because like you said, which you dabbled between when you came to Joburg, you started realizing that, oh, at Joburg actually, right? And then how do you then go back and reverse to say, yo, okay, mjaivo ganani, but I just, music is my actual calling. How do you still remember a time when like you got to that decision and you're like, okay, I'm cutting off this one phase of my life because I feel like this one is bigger than me, and which is music?
Yazini ne peg. About music, I never azangzingulash. Let me just say that because you know, beguti every time ekhaya makunama gatherings. And ekhaya xola ukutshela ukuthi umcimbi akusumcimbi mangakaculwa noma ngaqedwanga nomculo. I have videos la sinokushaya ingoma ukubeka khona umama namoya lilisela, but this one we love it now because my mom is not around anymore. Lilisela mna awuzwe
awuzwe,
plus you know,
like no, come on, like bring me in, I think I like it. Just hoy me in, man.
Okay.
So
you're gonna say awuze.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Awuze.
Yeah.
Sure. Listen, awuze.
Okay.
Awuze. When mang fia lagi silili zela ma, then you're gonna
be awuze.
Awuze.
Oh. Awuze. Awuze.
Like that.
Awuze.
Ubeka khona mama.
Awuze.
Ngabuya lilizela.
Awuze.
Ubeka khona mama.
Awuze.
Ngabuya lilizela.
Awuze.
Lilizela mama.
Awuze. Awuze.
Alizela mama.
Awuze. Awuze.
Awuze. Awuze. Ngithi umcimbo wa
hide
in. Ngabe kuthiwa bekuyiparty sibe like i sound ayimeyancane uze.
Isn't that beautiful, like having like a musical family that and depend like in a good sound system or sound equipment, because you know,
like lalela,
yeah.
Trust me, and a masqala stone endlini sinokuyicula even now, trust me.
Yeah,
sinokuthi masihlangane sivele siyiculele, and then you see people coming in abe be like, ha besitshela ukuthi kunesonto whatsoever,
so
like, no hayi ne besiyiculele even in KZN. Ukuthi mina growing up ndibe ngiyabheka nje ngithi sinenhlanhla yokuhlala eduze kwe main street KZN, besinokuthi sihlangane sicule kungena abantu, hayi besitshe ukuthi khona athi mama no siyaculela.
Yeah.
That's how, dude, one day zobusiza.
I would like to come and just experience that.
I kid you not, I kid you, like, you know what, like ntwana,
because here's the thing, ne, I also come from a musical family. Like ilawo my family noma ngaba ncane ne mara mani nonke mhlangene because of that love of music. Like you can shut the party down.
Lalela omunye angayisho lapha ekitchen abayime sedining room bayixhume bra.
So like I like, there's this saying that I like saying to people, kuti I'm just another leaf that fell from my family's tree.
That's beautiful,
you know. That's because beautiful. I feel like the person that I am, there's generations of koko mkulu, you know, who were like the roots of this being that I am, you know, there's certain things I can do. I'm good at talking. I can sing there and there, you understand? Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain gifts that I realize with, oh, actually, I shouldn't be selfish and say, yeah, it's all me, you know, but I should understand the lineage, which, oh, actually, because they used to tell me, yo, mama kumaka tula abantu bebawa and stuff like that. And
beautiful.
At some point, as you grow and you
understand,
yeah, and I like the fact which you can acknowledge, which actually you discovered that gift through your mom, you know, and she laid that foundation for you.
You know why it is like that?
Sure.
This is me understanding, doing understanding a corner.
Yeah.
Imagine Gubetua, maybe you, if it wasn't for Wuti, it's from the root or from the seed that is planted and then it becomes a tree and then it keep the fruits of that certain seed. Imagine, mina, I believe Wuti, the reason God gives you a certain gift that is aligned to somebody or agini mhlawumbe usaphila or umdala now.
Yeah.
That person I purpose yakhe ukuthi okay, let me make this person first. Umdala is a generational God.
Yes.
So I have someone God knows about tomorrow. I have someone that is coming from this family abambizu Pacman that I want to use. That's God, ne. For this person ukuthi figure and understand the gift that anayo, I need to raise this one first.
Sure.
This gift ni nurture, I understand it for this person to teach uPacman, because God is a spirit. Angeka fike mhlamba a teach uPacman to Pacman uzoba confused because you know there are certain things angas understand, but because there is someone ondlule kuyo le ndlela le, I understand ukuthi ngine gift yokukhuluma nabantu kanje. Mangikhuluma abantu bayangilalela. Okay, there's this time mase sihleli si family uPacman mayekhuluma noma imncane yangakanani ayibo uyalalelwa, bese this person aba like, this is how I used to be, bese yakusondela be like, intwana listen, wena esikoleni noma bangathi ukhuluma njalo, bese ufeel bad and feel bullied, lalela umalume wakho benje. This is how you know.
And we always get those, right?
Lalela. Ha, trust me. Mina bebehlala bengitshela ukuthi because mina ne bengasi umuntu okay sharp. Ngiwangitshela ukuthi futhi mina isikhathi engikhule kuso. Number 1, you know uma ukhulele efamilyini we kanje umkhosi omhlanga. Amantombazana ayahlola ubuntombi.
Oh, okay.
So lento lebe uma uhlala kakhulu nabafana or bekubona nabafana, lento lebe kuyihlaza ukuthiwa hayi wena uthanda amantombazane and stuff like
yeah,
that. Uthanda amantombazane ungayenzi lento leyo.
Yeah.
But for me it was ukuthi labantu ngibathatha ezabangani. Number 1, I had a reason ukuthi ngiye ngaba nabangani bamantombazane. I was betrayed u-best friend wami okhule kuwumuntu like you understand.
Yeah.
Ubeyazi yonke into, the ins and outs zasejardin ekhaya endlini. Umama will be like, let her sleep over, umngani wakho mos, so it's fine. You understand? Mangiqeda bra, obviously umuntu uyaziwa. One day ngiyangena ejardin esikoleni and everyone is looking at me so weird. I'm like, okay, kenzakalani?
Yep.
And then there was this girl ongithanda ibekuthiwa uzanele na, we share the same name. Ube mncane kunami.
Yeah.
You understand? So bengiba like, hey, ngizokhuluma nalo muntu cause umncane kunami. But because beng understand uthando analo for me, it was so genuine. Uye weza zongitshela ukuthi, hey, there's a rumor going around ukuthi umama wakho uyathakatha. I'm like, yeah?
Oh.
My mom? Njani uyathakatha? And then she was like, yeah, umuntu oshwe lento loyo, it's this one. And the reason why abantu believed it so quick ukuthi lo uhlezi uhlezi lapha akushuthi uyazazi in trust me. Langa lamosheka the whole, I cried and then the principal called me angibuza ukuthi athlala la, what is happening? Couldn't even explain because bese yaziwa into yakhona. I couldn't even explain, but I had to be like, listen, what I've noticed ngawo uyisoft, oh trust me, I'm in a new soft.
Yeah.
This is me. Let me just explain this. principal angitshela ngalelo langa ukuthi you know why ukuthi wonke umuntu ahlala kibela la ikhanda lakho even nabantwana abancane ngoba we softy too much bakenza into uyakhala but they bully you nge uyakhala nanana just find that one thing that umuntu mayekenze yona you wanna block it and then just you know if you wanna channel your pain or whatsoever do it ngento oyithandayo and for me there was like okay
that.
Music
I like that
understand
I like that
and then waba like find something ukuthi umuntu mayekubhulisha or say something leyo ongayithandi uyenze that's why I love to laugh benzo vele ngilahle ngoba mara ishi inhliziyo ibhlungu so I was like oh okay this is how it is and then along that trying to block ubhlungu nanana yo I became stubborn eh mina bengi defender noma ngingana sidingo mawaqala ubela kuzana nani ah no lesitsha lesinisibeke ngoba like I used to be so defensive
there's I feel like there's a reason behind how we behave
yeah.
You know and sometimes like as abantu we find we don't ever look at those things you know we see someone they wearing a con and we assume ah lo muntu lo so you know there's this thing you could see like there's no such thing as a bad human being because when we are born sizalwa like si right
yeah,
you know
true.
But as we go on into this world and see but diluted
face,
you know and some experiences change us you know and they turn us into this because we experience a lot of traumas we experience a lot of happiness
true.
A lot of good things a lot of bad things but along that the certain things are going to like really change you you know so tell me how would your mom now describe you if she had to describe you now and may her soul rest in peace
now
if she was here what do you think she would say or describe you as now seeing the things the woman that you've become seeing the things that you've done you know I mean let's face it we live in a world where like it's so fast paced and like we can see what's happening to the females we can see what's happening in machenzi you know there's drugs there's you know there's a lot of things that are happening but osamile you know you're still standing you're still pushing your dream you're still pushing that passion you're still following through on the gift that your mom you know gave birth to you so how do you think she'd describe you
yeah she would describe I'm sure now ukuthi because yo first and foremost mama mbenu like benokungithethisela in day 1
yeah.
all the time zanele ukuthula kuyasiza hence I'm telling you that ukuthi bengithanda ukuzidefenda noma kungana reason ngikhuluma like out ngiphendule noma kungena reason so she would come and tell me ukuthi yazi ukuthula akaze kwabulala umuntu
sure
so I've learned that and yazini ne I know ukuthi she would describe me as a lover a pillar a healer as well the reason why I'm saying a pillar ukuthi I remember even though bekuyinto like ebengayibekela ekhanda I didn't you know there are some things ozenzayo and do them because it's in your nature you love doing them
sure
noma like doing something ngaphandle kokexpect anything
yeah
in nature like you living and doing them we like I know I'm doing it because that's me so my sister was like a pillar because this year March as you know ukuthi we lost I lost my nephew kabhlungu gunshots and then did and my sister was like and they were crying bro I'm a person ukuthi mase ngikhale kakhulu like I'll just go and pray to a point where I can't even utter words and then I will tell God that let my tears be a prayer to you
sure
because I'm standing now where I am talking to you let my tears be a way of communication you
sure.
know my heart
sure.
and my sister was like if you become weak
yeah
if kuba woba weak I'm dagama please don't cause isihlala like isikhalela kuwe isihlala sicela ukucela usikhulekise, we come to you and be like, I'm facing this,
you're the anchor.
And I, mind you, I'm a last born, but for them to come and say lalela mangibhekana nento enje mangiqala ngithi, and when you always know what to say, you always know what to do, you always know ukuthi lalela le yona ingangathi, this
sure.
is not a battle of a flesh,
sure.
this is spiritual battle, this is what we need to do, understand? So I saw that ukuthi it, trust me, it gets too much.
What do you think your purpose is in this world?
My purpose, oh. Yeah. Yo, ukuthi indaba yazini i purpose is to ukuthi understand ukuthi makufika upack endaweni kuba kanjani.
Sure.
Or makufika upack endlini. Or upack mayifika kumuntu okhalayo mara waqala wakhuluma naye. Lo muntu loyo uhamba aseselo afika kuye or uhambe e. So mina my purpose yazini it depends ukuthi ngupi.
Sure.
But I know why I'm here. I'm the light.
Hmm.
That's my purpose. I came here in this world to be the light of this world, to be the love that I was born to be.
Amen.
If I'm love, if I walk in love, if I do anything in love, then that's what I give. Ngi blessa yothando. Ay 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 yabo leyo no. Mara ngi bless ayothando, ngi bless ayothando, ngi bless ayokhanya. Trust me, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
And I mean, like, bless ayothando,
ngi bless ayothando.
Yeah, and like I think what you said right now translates to music work, right?
Yeah.
Hence why you have like songs like Abuthula, you know, which is one of my favorite songs from Uzi World, because like I've the first time, I think, not hearing it, obviously just getting a glimpse of it, it was days before a speaker box session.
Yes.
Which
those days.
Called you the queen of the speaker because you're the only female that has only performed.
I ran the world. You know, I'm the girl.
And thank
I'm
you
that
so
girl.
Much. And thank you so much for pulling through, you know.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
I say that because Thula is a spiritual song. Thula is a blanket song, a blanket of warmth and inspiration, motivation. Thula is a friend, is that hand that holds you and says kuzolunga. You know, Thula is that friend that accompanies you to a healing destination.
You know why I'm blushing or smiling.
Yeah.
It is so amazing or young tinta mawukuthi. It's not me explaining why I wrote or why I sang Uthula or why I recorded Uthula. Ichazo umuntu oyilalele. This is you explaining ukuthi Uthula what means to you. So it's so amazing ukuthi ngingabimi ngiba like no, Uthula is to heal people nanan. It's somebody else oyilalele. It's not me explaining. Shuthi Uthula is speaking for itself. Understand? Because mangalanda omunye, I remember getting a text from someone with Facebook. I just shared a link. Because sometimes I even shared the, I invade people's group.
You have to.
I'm facing this. Hi, Auntie Momo. Hi, Auntie. I be like, are you going through this? Nah, link. There's this guy who responded about like, you don't understand what I'm going through right now. But when I listen to that song, I just want to say thank you so much, my sister. And I'm like, oh, wow. Without me even explaining anything, let this song, which is why even the name Z-World, understand?
Yes.
The name Z-World, they can say, because some other people, ne, ababukela makula, there's a channel in Z-World.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, understand. Funny enough, now Michelle being wabugele being watana before not like.
Yeah.
But now watana but not like before. So umuntu was like, no, when I was just coming along, I'm like, not even. And umuntu wang nigeza lona. It's not even umuntu ibugele na. It's my best friend Venetia. Begat ma first time when she saw me sahlangana esontweni angithanda, I didn't want anything nabangani besifazane ushema mina I don't have i-strength nabangani baba amantombazane immost yabo like yo bang
yeah you have that trauma
bangihede ungidlula umjolo
yeah that's deep
okay or bangihede njengomjolo omunye umjolo
that's even deeper
like seriously so yena bes mang hi how are you she's colored I'm fine what's your name Zanele but you can call me Z
sure
so njalo bayabangibona hi my Z world every time hello my Z world like that's your name like ngupha lona so that's how I'm like I'm loving this but I don't want it to have it nje without
a purpose behind it.
So I'm like what does it mean and then I prayed about it okay sharp ngathola the meaning and then I spoke to my prayer partner my motivator my best friend one of my nephews
sure
Musipho Paulindelan the second born of my sister like his younger brother
yeah
I was like Ntwana this name man abantu bangalibuka this certain way ukuthi uthathe lapha ema ku channel yamandiya nan but I have that spiritual meaning about it nan. And then he understood I was like no mina how I see it it's you it's Z Uzi is transporting people to her own world this world a world of love a world of healing a world of strength a world of joy a world where you come as you are ngaphandle kokuthi akujaje uze ube like I'm going through this and this and this Uzi euzi in this world will give you the love that she is will give you the light that she is will give you the joy that she is will give you the strength that she is and trust me when you meet Uzi or when you get into that world you will leave ungasasilo umuntu oze uyi so that's the meaning Z world it's me welcoming people Uzi is the world Uzi is that safe space. You see what is happening in the world. The reason why ngisho kanjalo ukuthi I've come across so many incidents where mhlambe si somewhere
yeah
endlini or emgroove nanan bese mhlambe uye toilet you know at toilet lamantombazane there's a lot that is happening.
There's a lot that's happening everywhere.
Bye, uyakhala babe, why are you crying? Ay futhi mina ngithanda ubona umuntu ekhala guys.
Yeah.
Whether umfana or intombazane ngizokhala nawe and then ask why I'm crying now be like what's happening mina once I don't just okay khona bavele bakhala ukuthi khalela ukuthi umuntu ama objects inkambi zafaro says it too much nanana but I can feel before ngikhuluma nawe I don't just talk to anyone nanana
I have a spiritual calling
yeah I have that calling ukuthi ngazi ukuthi umuntu okay lo ake kho right I'll just talk to you. I remember going to work one day in Randburg ngathi ngimile lainini nga emu just nje ugirl was literally crying nanana and then I just knew that inner voice people abanye bazothi oh it's a instinct nanana but me for me it's when God it's when the Holy Spirit talks to me and I got to know without her telling me ukuthi kenzalani I got to know ukuthi she's going through this and this and then I just patted her at the back angibheka ngaba like he's not worth it don't cry
just like that
don't cry he's not worth it be like
tulunga kanita lisulozonyembe
lalela ngathi tula ngathi ungakhali
wathini
tula ungakhali
wathayenzeni
tuli singembezi ngamtshela ngathi baby don't cry
oh my goodness ngathula ngespeed now I know who to call whenever I like in call I'm like
all the time ngalele nje ngila
Z world and I know it just kind of hit me with that
tula ngizokuthulisa baf like yeah. Trust me I'm here this place this world
so
trust me.
Can I ask and I know like this is a triggering question but I'm only asking this because you've once expressed to me with you know I remember even through the speaker box session, mm-hmm. like what that meant to you, just seeing your brother coming through and supporting and really Ooh. Witnessing Leo experience. And like you said, Guti, he was like a pillar, someone who was like that building block, your biggest motivator, you know, when it comes to this craft, your music. So like, how has that impacted your musical journey as a musician, just losing someone that you actually saying, this is my why I'm doing this?
Yo, dude. Yo.
Just hope I'm not gonna cry.
Tula, tula, tula.
Tula nga kali. Yo, oh my God. I'm Thokozis. It's one of his names.
Yeah.
I love a guy Thokozis in his use to shame. My God, yeah, ne?
I think it must have been a hard knock, ne?
Yo, Mr. Peg. Yo, I don't even know what to say, man. I that so guy. It has both. It has two impacts.
Sure.
Ukhamba wakhe empilweni
yami.
Number one, ngihlezi kune memory ya when he first, for the first time, kuyi speaker box, seeing me perform, and what he said. Mangeta, like I don't want, I bagiyege. I want to mazet we are good. It was, you know, him holding that. It was a shock to him because when we were challenging, we were like, guys, nyakula, guys, in recording. We were like, ah, okay. It's that. I trust me. I mean, then, ne.
Typical they do, families.
Lalela, they do support me, yeah. But for one, it's like. I am that's how we are good day. But you can tell with him, it's a far-fetched dream.
Yeah.
As I'm that's how which is I understand.
Yeah.
You understand you have mouths to feed and stuff like that. You understand? But hey man, kadubungbona. To your speaker post session. It's something engakhona ukuyisusa manje ukuthi yontwana for you to understand ukuthi angibone, which is Ithula was one of the song futhi engayenza ukuthi like, you know what, let me just push it because that last ngai record.
How did it come about also when you recorded that song?
Benko wishe mcholweni.
Okay.
Number one.
Hey, we must thank Mus. How are
you? Like, to a point Oguti, ngabona Oguti, I'm going through what my mom went through. The same. I hated it. Oguti ngkule, okay, oh, I once experienced and saw mama being abused.
Yeah.
A shower. And then I had to go through that.
Yeah.
Ah, mina guys, hey, ngeng aba ne boyfriend being nisa. Like emotionally, physically, or like, listen. It got to a point where a relationship a toxic for me, and I was just a relationship a right. One thing I've learned about that relationship, Uguti, most of women about tolerating abuse, it's because abanayo ifather figure. So you don't see noma a guy edlala ukuba ubaba kuwe ngendlela wrong, but like awazi mos awunalo lothando lika baba awunalo lento leyo ukuthi ubaba kutshela ukuthi baby umuhle yeso. baby tuba bakhambi se yokuthengela ukuthi nokuthi trust me ngicela ukuthi uyispoil ingane yakho yentombazane to a point ukuthi azothi noma umfana makathi ah mosi ngukhiphile abe like ah baba mungenzela more than what you can think of or imagine so umjida mayeza kuwe abe like yini manje lento eqhokile ay you never had that male figure or a male ngayibeka kanjani isandla sika baba esiqondisayo or esiktshelayo ukuthi mele wenze kanje so when that guy comes edlala ubaba while a boyfriend in a low key udlala ubaba in a low key uba like ah but cause ubona kuuthando akwazi ukuthola mosi so mayiqala ethi musu ukwenza don't go you mustn't you must hey mina bengingakhoni like sometimes I wouldn't even go to my friend's place imagine just to go see abe like wayangazi la izokubona awuyi lapho like trust me ngi abusiwe mina abusiwe I won't lie I was abused ukwabona uma ukuthi mhlawumbe umuntu uhambile uye ematshwaleni uzilalele mayebuya thothi ulele you not even in thothi uhambe vela nikho right maybe benixabana and stuff like that wakushiya kanjalo ayisala ke you not okay obviously mhlambe ubukhala first thing ayifunayo drunk funi sex understand and uba like no I'm not in a mood and trust me uzoyifela leyo nto leyo buvalele banda ujwayela kabi velua yawo wenzo ngoba ufuna ngeke uzobona ukuthi ngizokuzwa ukuthi bo busy so now you sleeping with that person for the sake of what you proving ukuthi aya kukho njalo
you are bringing up like a very sensitive topic which is important because I mean like fact of the matter is like GBV in South Africa is a pandemic and we cannot we cannot shy away from that and act as if like, yo, isn't this right, you know? Our communities are traumatized.
Very.
Our communities are bruised, you know, and us as citizens who live and exist in those societies, we are damaged. We are damaged goods.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really like a sensitive topic.
It is.
Will you be translating that also like into music? Does that mean, I mean, how do you then heal from zonke lezo zinto lezo, you know, that you are going through as a female, as a mom now? I know you are a mom now and you have a daughter.
Yes.
You know, what do you teach then umntana wakho wentombazana? You know, after going through everything that you've went through, how do you then make sure that you are cultivating a woman king so that,
like that
they don't
exactly
go through
what I went through?
Yeah.
Yo, this thing, man. You know, first thing first,
because
I know Guti, what made me accept or tolerate indlela ebengiphila ngayo. Number one, I was lacking uthando luka baba.
Okay.
Understand? Yeah, my brothers were there. Like, they always say, like, I love my
brothers.
But
it's never enough.
You understand? Yeah. Ilento lokuthi uthando lomzali.
Yeah.
Ubhuti wami omdala. All three of them. Na manje. Like, yo, they're so overprotective for sure. Maybe nabazi. Like, yo, ngozi. Like, uzanele uzonyasani. You understand? But besifisa, because I, uma, ngikhuliswe umama edlala indima kamama nobaba and ngabona mase ngiqala umjolo ukuthi even though bengaboni mayisa yenzeka but mase yenzekile into soyibukela kude uba like no man because of this there's a loophole there's this longing of uthando luka baba olungekho you understand so what I do is that umntana namu nobabake would have conversations with him ngibe like listen umntanethu me you know ukuthi you met me ngiyinkinga
sure
so and I saw ukuthi i reason why cela wenze show ukuthi this child of ours umupha you as in you shower her with love to a point okuthi uzothi noma uguy ezabe like no angishodi ngalo lalela yes ngeke kuze kufane kunothanda umfana aza nalo as your partner and what not but umehluko ukuthi when he comes kunamanye ama demands oh trust me some guys mfiba fethu uhu Jehova ungcwele kunamanye ama guys enza amanye ama demands bona ukuthi like
and here's the thing ne, what I wanted to get to was when I said good like you're bringing this sensitive question and like as a society and as a community
we are
damaged goods because I have sort of like realized you know also in my journey ukuthi you know like abo baba as much as we'd like not to say that but they are the foundation of society they are the foundation of our communities they are the foundations of our families you know take out a man from a family that family is shaken
yes
keep a like umuntu wesilisa from the community that community is shaken
trust me
you know the reason being why there's so many of like this GBV that's going on and these men like most like I wouldn't even say men but like let me include myself because I'm also not perfect
yes
you know I come from Leo generation as well and also like as a guy I'm also still trying to figure things out for myself and for my kids and good to okay what does it mean to be you know that ukubamchita in society what does it mean to be a gent in the community where like now we are excluded where like we have this bad connotation of like men are known for isn't as wrong in Japan you know but just you know, that lack of father figure has not only destroyed
Mina, our daughters individual.
But like has also destroyed the boys the young boys because that is we are growing up and we don't have a solid foundation to look to or like you know a role model or like someone a figure to
yes
say, this is
that
the best
father figure
and the ones that we do look up to they have their own traumas because now but they lack the same
exactly it's just like a cycle nje that you know because you okay ukhula maybe jardini okay ubaba akekho have you noticed ukuthi futhi imost let me just say 80% or 85 or 90
sure
yemizi engenabo baba number 1 ideleleka kalula iboyfriend reason why ikushaya nanani iyazi kini ukuthi khona sisibakho umama akho angeka ngenze next akekho lo muntu ozothi ewena uphinde futhi ushaye ingane yami uzonya yezwa you understand akekho lo muntu lo okumelayo njengomntana akho and emauthi yabheka a young man mhlambe ukhulela okay ukhona ubaba mara ubaba is an absent father or ubaba like akabi nale conversation le ababa nendodana ukuthi yabo mfana wami buba indoda kunje ubaba maye khona ubaba ubuye edakiwe ubaba ubuya ufuna lokhu ubaba wenza izinto ezibhlungu phambi kwakhe and then ukhula because ungakhohle umntwana makangaka ne makangaka whatever that is happening psychologically whatever that is happening ngaleso sikhathi leso stage sakhe yinto azokhula nayo akhule yenza you understand ukhula ubona umama ubhizi ushayana no ubaba ushayana no mama trust me into azoyenza
yeah because angithi they say ukuthi like kids don't do what you tell them to do but
they do what you do exactly you understand but on a positive note
sure
akhona abantu besilisa who are very good which it takes me back to ingoma engiqedwe kenza no Dumisho amaqhawe
oh okay now that's shared interesting it. Yeah
I shared it ku Facebook sure. Ngasho ngathi to because I grew up endlini enabafana ba right abafana bakhona like trust me and the reason why the song I made it maqedukushonu like I was like I need to do a song about him cause I knew ukuthi I mean in my sight shembeka perfect I won't lie peg
do you wanna give us a glimpse
of
I'm so curious
of
le ngoma le yamaqhawe
so a glimpse of what me singing
just a hint nya
I'm so shocked that you know, because I shared the links, I share my invader, no, ama pages.
I think,
and even ukai omunyu kai so ngeng zing motion I uyang mangas
go internet. It's really difficult to keep up. No, but you, know, you said hey, it yourself.
On that note,
yes.
Let me tell you, the community or.
Sure.
Yabona manje mangangena ku Facebook nga poster how depressed I am or what I'm going through. Lezi zibhlungu. Trust me, ngizothola nama ngohamba la ku 300 comments and what not. Depressing ngubhlungu nanani.
Fact.
But nga poster something positive. 2-3 comments, 13 likes and whatnot. I've seen it. Trust me. You know, when it comes to my music, I know the circle of people. Engazi. Futhi kasile tuge, you know, I know them back of my hand. Nyabazo wahlale kasina nani. Nyazi oba nabazo support me. Ngizo timangiti, please download. Nyazi wuti. I know people who are influential. Ekaslam, you know, this person man ati
can
I be like
it.
Can take it very far. Mara be like I don't know why, but
don't punish us.
Nah, man, ngicela ukuthi yabo kube term mhlambe boyazi boyidownload.
No, yeah, look, ne. There's someone that listens to the podcast was the state, ne?
Right.
They might be like getting a glimpse, and then it's like right now, it's a restaurant.
Yes,
you smell a pizza.
I smell
it, it gets you hungry.
You
so for look order, right?
Lalela.
So it's the same thing when you're giving us that glimpse, because now we can go and say, yo, let me go look up this song because of I can hear it already, it sounds nice, or there's something that I can gain out of it.
So. Iti Seguyabonga wana makawe wana apiwe imikele Seguyabonga nazizintizwa zona zipiwe imikele. Sitsi kubega ni. Sitsi kubega ni.
Jesus.
Sitsi kubega ni. Sitsi kubega. That's how it is.
Damn.
That's how it goes.
Woo!
Yeah, man. They are like honestly.
I mean, speaking of Kubega, where do you see yourself in the next 3 years in terms of like this music, or what's your plan now as a musician, as a creator, as someone who's gifted with this gift of healing? What is your plan moving forward? What are you looking forward to in terms of your musical journey as Z World?
In 3 years. Yo. Like, as my prayer or something that I've always wish or whatsoever. If I could work, ne?
Mm-hmm.
There's those two guys, amazing. I'm not saying I'm not saying loving ngifuna ukuthi nayo nomuntu ozomamela engingasebenza naye angayitshela ukuthi they are not amazing. They are amazing.
Yes.
But we are talking about like now, like a long term thing, like something that engifisayo.
You don't even have to explain it. Put it out there in the universe.
Mr. Zex Bantwini.
Perfect choice.
Oh, Mr. Black Coffee.
Perfect choice.
Like, then in a book, I'm like women that I really wish to work with one day, but these two guys, oh, Then one day again, Zobona saying to your Gosazana daughter, and then your Amifaku, and then your Zanda, and then your, you know, the like, you know, about the best Fazaning, that inspires me. Be like, Lalelan, they will never
listen,
stop us.
The thing understand. About the universe is that it listens and it will deliver.
And
you know?
I know it does. One thing's okay, we're like, Mr. Pack.
No, I'm watching.
Mr. Zex. That you missed me. I'm okay. A coward. So I'm just saying, this is like Mr. Pack. Like, yeah.
I hear you.
Instagram, even though, like, you know, that negative voice will be like, oh, they're not even listening or even reading Marangiba, like, Lalela.
So, where can people get you? Like, Kuma social media, and if they want to connect you, if they want to book you, if they want to engage in our way.
No Facebook, no Instagram, pela mina.
Yep.
Obviously, no WhatsApp. Got angpani number. Obviously, yeah. Facebook it's Zanele Z World Ngwenya.
Mm-hmm.
And then Instagram it's Z World 08. Yeah.
Facebook Zanele Ngwenya.
Zanele Z World Ngwenya.
And then Insta
Z World 08.
And I mean, like, your message to the youth, or someone who's a creative, a musician, or someone who has something like or passionate about something, but is struggling to even record that one song, you know, because they just shy. Or
are we talking about the last kulumang abantu who can, when it comes to recording? Are we talking about people who has it, like Abane voice and whatnot? Because you know what I've learned.
We are talking about, yes, people who are passionate about.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, because say gunalaba.
We don't wanna, like, we are talking about people who are passionate about something. But
it can be anything.
Anything. What would your message be to those people?
Number one, state of mind. So before you even, like, you know what. Or a conversation in Kelling Bana, you know, Sipo.
Sure.
He would tell me, Uguti, once you feed your mind, there's a negative, just forget it. You're gonna manifest negative things.
Please say that on the mic.
Whatever you feed your mind, whether negative or positive, that's what you're gonna leave, or that's what it's gonna manifest.
Mm.
Yes, there's a lot of things that are happening into our lives, and we the reasons why Zenzagel. Have you ever noticed to go to amazing is in those be like, I feel like Lenti Genzeg?
Yeah.
But yeah, again, because it started happening into your own world, which is your mind.
Jesus.
If you possess negativity, if you feed your mind with positive things, if you feed, trust me, one day, no manges are things that will come and be like, what you have or had in mind, and so kaluba negative, we're like, but it's not working out. I'm so nanan. Your mind and what you say with your mouth must be aligned.
Jesus.
If your mind possesses greatness, that's what you must confess. Muta. I mean, I'm spanning. But must figure the something, a negative, we're like, yeah, feeling a bone, this thing is not working out. Trust me, it will happen.
I think that's where we should leave it at.
yeah.
I think this is where we should leave it at, you know. Thank you so much for making this possible.
Thank you so
much. I know we have a lot to talk about. Clearly, we have to get a part two of this podcast.
OV.
Because there's so much that we wanted to cover, but yeah.
Time,
you understand?
Thank you so much, man.
But time is something that we cannot buy back. So I'm glad with you. We had this one, we had this experience. And, you know, shout outs to everyone who's behind this experience, this process.
Yo, shout out to people. Yazinine. I told them, Lalelan. Shout out to people. When I post something, when I do something, they like, you know what, I'm behind you. Just like a few days back, to this competition. You know, like, ngisafakile nje within few minutes I knew people bavele baba like no we behind you. Shout out to those people aba like Z World, Z to the world. The world awaits you. The world is ready for you and I'm ready for the world. I'm ready for people's lives to heal them, to comfort them, to strengthen them, to give them the joy and the love that I am.
Amen. Yeah. And I hope to all the authentics out there, you're ready for this episode because after this one, you'll never be the same.
Yeah.
You do know where to get the podcast or where to follow us on Instagram. It's TPJ_podcast. On Facebook, it's the People's Journal Podcast. And you can stream it on our streaming platform at the People's Journal Podcast. Shout outs to you. We love you so much. And thank you so much.
We love you. And
yeah.
We love you.